You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
How do you not step on toes when it's the toes of your stepdaughter's actual mother? That is the text roulette this morning with Elizabeth and Radar. It is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. You ready for the text?
Yes.
And we also do have guests in studio. We've got a full house. That's what we love
to
see.
We have six people standing behind us right now. Heather Shannon, a friend of the show, who you might remember her from WTMJ4, is in studio right now. And this is a great topic for you because you are a stepmom. You have your daughter from your first relationship. And this is a blended family question. Okay. I'm in a blended family, too. And we've got lots to say.
Lots to say. Always.
My stepdaughter and I have built an incredible close relationship. She often comes to me for advice or comfort before going to her biological mom. Last week, it was her college application. Other times, it's boys or fashion. She comes to me first. So, that's what the text says. A bunch of O's. I'm grateful for the bond we share, but I sometimes feel torn because I never want to disrespect her mom or make her feel replaced.
Mm-hmm.
How can I honor this special connection with my stepdaughter while also keeping healthy boundaries? Not signed with any name, just anonymous.
Okay, but this is college application, so we're dealing with an older child, soon to be adult,
16,
it sounds
17
like.
Maybe, sure. Yeah.
And for that, I would say, love your child however you want to love them. The relationship that your stepdaughter has with her biological mom is between the two of them. And that isn't
necessarily,
you don't want to be necessarily bashing the other parent and things like that, but that's between them. So I would say just keep nurturing that relationship.
I think.
And you feeling guilty about it is irrelevant. Be grateful that you have that connection with your stepdaughter.
She comes to me first most of the time. Like, you know, the boys, the fashion.
But
who
maybe
knows,
she goes to her mom for other things first.
And yeah, and maybe
so
she's not aware of it.
Relationship.
Does it know about that?
Yeah.
So what kind of advice would you have? Like, how do you keep these healthy boundaries? Like Elizabeth said, just go ahead and love her just like you've been loving her, right?
I agree with that because I know my stepdaughters come to me with certain things. They go to their dad for other things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different type of relationship, and I think every parent has that. I know my daughter comes to me for certain things, her dad for certain things, her stepdad for certain things. You know, you get something different from every parent. And the more parents you have, the more things you get.
Right. And that's the other part, too. I always think about how great to have so many people loving your children and loving your child. Because whether it's a teacher at school or a coach or an aunt, an uncle, a step parent, a biological parent, more people to be in the child's corner, the better. I mean, as long as these are positive influences and people that have the best interest of the child at hand. But do you ever feel with the situation that you have with your daughter and her dad, do you ever have moments where you feel like, gosh, I really wish she'd come to me about this, but she went to him? How do you feel about those kinds of situations?
Well, again, I think they go to each of us for very different things. I mean, I'm looking at her right now. She's not going to come talk to me about softball. She'll go to Radar or her dad.
Uncle Radar over
right,
here.
Right. But if she has a question, let's say about her tennis lesson, she'll come to me because that's my area of expertise. I'm not going to comment on something I don't know about.
Right.
And maybe that's the same thing for this stepdaughter. She knows her stepmom is the one that's going to have the answers, and maybe her biological mom has the answers on something else.
Would you be concerned about, like, so she goes to the stepmom for the college application or a question about college or something like that.
But maybe
the mom wants to be like, wait a minute, you should be coming to me. Have you ever had that kind of situation happen before? And how do you handle that? Because that's kind of what I'm reading into this text right here. Like, oh, sorry, I crossed the line there.
But did she actually cross the line? Did the biological mother actually say anything, or is she just having this feeling? Because maybe the biological mom doesn't care at all and is, oh, I never went to college. I don't know about college applications. Of course, my daughter's going to her stepmom.
Or figure it out yourself type of thing. Like, I had to figure it out. You figure it out. Right.
Okay. Well, and it's a dance. You know, it is. There's times where it's like, okay, as a step parent, I recognize my role sometimes is I take a back seat because I want to make sure that, I want to make sure that B's mom is heard and has her voice in it because I recognize that this family dynamic started before I came into the picture. And I respect that. And so I know there's times where, okay, like it just even happened when he was graduating from officer candidate school. This is junior graduation. We all went up joint together, four parents, to meet the drill instructors. And I was, just by standing in line first, I made sure to step back. And I kind of motioned to her, like, you know, why don't you go up and introduce, you know, the family. So I recognize there's those moments of, not that they would matter if it was me, but this is a big moment. So I'm standing first, but I probably shouldn't be. Let her stand first. But I think that just shows the respect that we all have for one another, and that we're all secure in ourselves to know that I don't feel less than or anything like that, because we're in the same room together. We all equally love this child the same way. And the kids benefit because of it.
Yes.
Is that how you feel, Heather?
I absolutely completely agree with you. And I also think that this stepmom is likely not doing anything wrong, because she's thinking through this. And if she's thinking through it and has a question about it, that means she's doing it very intentionally.
Yes.
And I think she's just should leave it as is. The daughter obviously wants something from her, and she's giving it to her, and that's better for the daughter.
And that's what you sign up for.
Yeah.
That's what you sign up for as that role as a parent.
What if she comes to her for her first tattoo and file my...
Well,
if she's 18,
yeah,
we'll just make that a question for dad. Dad can handle that one.
That's when you lean on dad.
Yeah, that's a dad question.